tuned in on KEXP Seattle. My name's John Gilbreth on Jazz Theater, where jazz is a fluid concept in time and space for sure, and gets kind of quantum when it goes down into the spirit and moves around places there, and we're going to check those places. We've got Jameo Brown Transcendence with us here in the studio. On saxophone, it's Jaleel Shaw. Welcome. On guitar and electronics, Chris Scholar. And then Jameo Brown on drums. Welcome, Transcendence.
Oh, man, it's an honor to be here with you, John.
Welcome up to Rain City.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful drive today. It wasn't raining. And I got a chance to see fall and all the colors of, the trees driving up here. Just beautiful trip. So yeah, we're excited just to be here.
Our quality of life is boosted with you being in here. We've got a couple concerts. By the time this airs, the concerts will be done. But hopefully we'll get you back and a lot of people get a feel for what you do. I love this music. I think if the world had a national anthem, that you guys would do it.
Wow.
It is music of the spirit. It is music of the way we are socially on the planet with each other, for better, for worse. And it's moving. I think we ought to launch right into it. You got a piece to start with?
Yes. Got a song off our latest album called Work Songs, and it's entitled Happy Serving.
Yeah.
gorgeous. Jamayo Brown and Transcendence. Jamayo Brown, I know you did a lot of academic work on the Black church and jazz, and could probably talk for a day and a half on that. And I see where this music has taken you in that realm. But Chris Scholar, I see that you have an advanced degree in hip-hop, having worked with produced for Kanye and worked with Stevie Wonder and toured with Snoop Dogg and Q-Tip and on and on and on and on. How did these things come together? How did these two things come together to make this project?
Well, you know, out of the spirit of the music, and as I kind of really dug deep into the early traditions of the not just the Black church, but the history of the history in general, community was just such an important factor. And one thing that we've kind of drawn upon is this idea of making things in a very homemade way. And so that's often reflected in like certain things like the quilts of G's Bend, which is this common theme that we have in our music. And it just is, it's about taking this idea of taking things that you have right before you, mm-hmm. and through creativity and ingenuity, that being, and necessity, that being the guiding force to take things that may not seem related and to find those common denominators that make them actually the same. And so that often is the conversation that we're having while we're creating the compositions and the overall philosophy. Yeah. And so that's really something that I've learned personally and been very rewarded to kind of see that in the history, but also to learn how it applies to 2016.
Yeah, you know? And to the rest of the world as well.
Completely.
I heard somebody talk about culture in putting it in the frame of something, those things that we cultivate around us, those things that we grow around us, and how as we grow and our values move with us and shift and change, that garden that we keep around us hopefully gets bigger and more beautiful.
Yes.
And with all of the music kind of rooted deeply in the Black American experience, you also have some pieces on work songs, for instance, coming from Japanese workers and from other workers around the world.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing, is that the amazing story that is told within the music that people make while they're working is an ancient story. And you can find traces of the origins of so many contemporary forms of music within the folk music. And a lot of times the folk music of every culture usually had something to do with something attached to manual labor, or, you know, work can apply even on a bigger scale to things that have to do with protest, or, you know, this that idea of work within culture is just such an interesting topic to me. And on the album, we explored some work songs from Japan and from India and Scotland, we actually ended up having to edit out that ended up becoming the difficult part, is taking all this information and saying, okay, we're gonna limit ourselves to this, but you know, it's something that I'm continuing to learn about, and it will be a life lesson.
I'm going to be right along with you as long as I'm around. Let's hear some more music. One more piece, yes. And a piece after that.
Yes.
Let's see where we go.
Thank you. This is, I'm going to do a song called Mama Lucy.
I love this song. It's Jamayo Brown and Transcendence. Chris Scholar kind of ripping into this one. KEXP in Seattle Jazz Theater.
Yeah. lo-fi darling that you're missing out on. Oh, look at you missing out on.
Thank you.
Mama Lucy. Who is Mama Lucy?
With Mama Lucy, that's a song that I did a lot of research on. And it was a song that was sung, the specific recording that we sampled from was a singer from the Parchman Farms prison in Mississippi. And I heard some interviews of different inmates talking about the history of that specific song. And you know, so much of the history comes from an oral tradition, and it's one that never really actually, there was never a definitive answer of actually who Mama Lucy was. Mm. It's definitely us, the songs that come from the prisons, there's a certain soulfulness really retains the history of the blues. And as we sampling in general is a way for us to kind of still retain a certain sound, because even when you listen to certain singers today, there's just a big difference in the vocal quality that you hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And those recordings, Alan Lomax for one, but the other recordings from Angola Prison, the music before the blues, the music before the gospel music from Angola Prison, are just like bone-chilling things. Jahlil Shah. You're playing this music, you're playing the heck out of this music, a wah-wah pedal on the alto saxophone. I'm curious, on a tour like this, you're a hard-working jazz musician in New York City, playing changes over jazz standards in four-night runs at clubs in New York. How does this like change the spirit of your music or of your kind of inner self as an artist to be connected with a project like this that really calls on that so deeply?
Well, honestly, I feel like it doesn't change it at all.
Yeah, I knew you would say that. Yeah. It's another gig.
I mean, this is what I am. This is who I am, and you know, I've always listened to a lot of black music, a lot of soul music, and you know, I've known these guys in different. Mm-hmm. I met Chris when I was probably 16.
Sweet.
Or 17 at a Clark Terry jazz camp.
Oh, nice.
And,
Iowa.
Yeah, yeah. In Iowa. And, he went on to play with a lot of great musicians and a lot of great hip-hop musicians that, I've grew up listening to. And so that connection just coming up the funny thing is we hadn't seen each other in like 15 years probably.
Right.
And then we got back together through Jermail. And it was just like a connection. Jermail, I met when I was probably 19 mm-hmm. or maybe 20 at a jazz camp, another jazz camp. Mm-hmm. And
that's kind of news to me, because Chris, I had you pegged as the guy who wasn't at jazz camps.
Yeah, I just wasn't as good as Jahlil, so I had to
go. It's not a question of good. And so Jermail Brown, I'm fascinated with the first Transcendence release in which you worked with the quilting community of G's Bend mm-hmm. and the spiritual singers in G's Bend quilting community. And I know we're going to hear the power of God. I hope we're going to hear the power of God on the way out of this. That seems so brilliant and so uncontrived. How did that collaboration go about? Did you feel like you were always pointed in that direction or what?
Yeah, I had come across some of those spirituals that the quilters sang at the time when I first listened to, and I didn't even know that they were quilters at the time, but I had listened to the music for about a good 8 years before I did any work with the music, and it was just kind of like food. It was just nourishment. I'd always listened to the music just for my, just to before I do something important, it just would help center me and, mm-hmm. and put me in a place that was honest. And so it was very kind of meant to be. I in terms of the intent behind the music was to express something that I felt connected to on a lot of levels, but then to be able to meet them in person and to see the spirit that they worked within in terms of whether they're sewing quilts or singing with each other, mm-hmm. I saw that it was the same story. There's a lot of common things that I found within my community. And so,
And did they get it right away?
I mean, very immediately, there was a connection there. And I still have a lot of communication with them. Yeah. I call them every week, every other week, or, as much as I can, just to stay in communication, just like family. Some things you can put a lot of work into plan and orchestrate and but some things
you gotta let go.
It just you let go and just say this is what's supposed to be. Yeah. And I think that's only thing that I can say about that.
I'd be happy to hear some more music. Jermaine Brown, Transcendence, Chris Scholar, and Jaleel Shaw playing a couple of concerts in Seattle over this weekend, but hopefully coming back again and again. One more tune. What is this?
This song is called The Power of God.
Nice.
Yes. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Everything is moving by the power of God. Everything is moving by the power of God. Everything moving by the power of God. Everything moving by the power of God. I rode this morning by the power of God. I rode this morning by the power of God. I rode this morning by the power of God. Everything moving by the power of God.
I got the Holy Ghost
by the power of God.
I'm moving on.
I can feel it right here. KEXP Seattle Jazz Theater, Jamayo Brown, Transcendence. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for being with us and sharing this on KEXP. Long may it live on the YouTube. And long, I hope so many people find it there. So thank you so much. Thanks to Jim Beckman and the great video crew here and Kevin Suggs, Engineering Audio, KEXP Seattle. It's a magnificent, powerful thing.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, KEXP. Thank you, John. All the amazing things that you're doing to help highlight, the honest music. And just thank you,
Father. It's God's work.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a million. It's KEXP Seattle.